It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, good morning. Welcome in. Happy Tuesday. It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. Streaming sports talk, not country music, which is great to hear.
If I can have one or the other, I'll take the sports talk.
Ah, I would hope so. I would hope so. So, plenty to come on the show today. Coming up in just a moment, the return of Alan Bell. Sportsline. We'll talk some NCAA tournament with him, of course. We will talk Princeton basketball with Kyle Franco, who covers Princeton, I'm sure, among other things.
Yes, several other things.
Okay, yeah. But is on the Princeton beat for the time being, as Creighton will take on Princeton on Friday in the Sweet 16 in Louisville. Joel Lorenzi on the Creighton side at noon, and Ellie French at KTV was in South Bend for the Creighton women, a little bit of everywhere, for her normal stop in at 1 o'clock. The lineup is powered by the Rooferees at John Higgins Weather Guard, of course. Always feel free, call, text, tweet into the show, email Connor at 1620thezone.com in the Equitable Bank inbox, tweet at Happer Show, at Connor Happer on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, and text call 402-951-1620 and leave a comment on our YouTube screen where Matt says, I've personally ordered pizza once.
Okay. You said you had never ordered pizza.
I said I'd never ordered Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut. There's a difference. I've ordered pizza before.
Okay. Poll question, have you ordered pizza?
If you want to get a unanimous poll question, that might be our best chance. Like, we should do that one day if you're really looking for a poll question to go unanimous. Like, do you like breathing? What do you think of chicken tenders? Yes or no? We did, by the way, I mean, speaking of poll questions, we need to go back and talk about a result from yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I mean, do we
have a controversy?
We mentioned it at the end of the show, of course. But we put out a poll question yesterday that read, let's see, where is it?
Have you ever fallen asleep while driving?
Yes. Okay. That would be the one. Mm-hmm. Have you ever fallen asleep while driving? And it does, I mean, you still have some time because we didn't put up until 12:49 yesterday. So you have 2 hours left to vote on this. But currently, yes. Has the lead, I just thought, oh, okay, it's early, small sample size. It's remained pretty much exactly where it was statistically when we ended the show yesterday. Yes, has 55% of the vote. 55% of you voters on this poll question have fallen asleep while driving.
Yep, yep.
I'm not going to say that's, that is weird. We have to talk about this. And I know sometimes the results on our poll questions could be, you know, a bit misleading or a bit trolly sometimes. And Josh, the point of this is not to say, like, not to figure out whether you're a weirdo or not. The fact that you are not alone in this frightens me.
In fact, Connor, I'm in the majority.
You are in the majority. This frightens me.
You're the weird one.
No. But that's not the point.
Oh,
we now have a public health crisis on our hands. 55% of you have said you fall asleep while driving.
I mean, do we send this data to, like, the CDC?
We have to run up the flagpole at some point. This is not good.
Fauci?
This is not good. Maybe we need to put out a poll question that gets voted on by a larger, like, somehow, I don't know. We need to get a whole bunch of people to retweet it. We need a bigger sample size here because we need to run that number down. I mean, this is not speak well to the Omaha Drivers Guild.
The Red Cross?
Yeah, we got to alert all the hospitals or something like that. Have you ever fallen asleep while driving? 55% right now are saying yes. Vote on that, please, at Happer Show. And if it gets any higher, we have a real serious issue. I mean, we already have a serious issue, but we have a serious issue.
Yeah, there's something there that needs to be addressed. Maybe a PSA campaign needs to be rolled out.
Matt wonders on our YouTube stream if we can get The Rock to retweet it to get a larger sample size.
He seems like a guy that is never tired.
Usually our most voted on poll questions are like one that Sipple like is randomly retweet. Maybe we can get Sipple to retweet it. Hey, Sipple, can you do me a favor? We need a larger sample size. Can you retweet this? Because we have a serious problem on our hands. Yeah.
I'm just going to tag people all day. See what gets traction.
All right. And you got 2 more hours left to vote. But not looking good for us. Not looking good at all. All right. So that's the show today. We're busy. We got some things to talk about. Have Matt Rule audio from yesterday, speaking of Sipple. I have a question about Creighton basketball, of course, as they'll continue to stay in the news this week. They'll have their final media availability before they head to Louisville today. Creighton, Nebraska baseball tonight. The World Baseball Classic final tonight.
Connor.
Which will not feature Randy Arozarena.
It will not, sadly. But it will be the most watched baseball game of all time.
Really?
Yes, Japan is tuned in record numbers to this competition. So if the U.S.
They turn into like an American, they have, you're just talking about the game in general, not like the FS1 view?
No, okay. No, in the world, this will be the most watched baseball game ever.
Gotcha. Little weird that it'll be taking place in Miami.
Yeah, but they've come out for that.
Crazy.
It's an event. Get that game wrapped up early, there's a curfew.
So that is tonight. And also, it's Dylan Raiola visit week, of course.
Of course.
We haven't talked about quite enough yet, of course. We need to talk about Dylan some more, so we'll do that.
And Connor?
And we need to talk about Coach Prime.
Speaking of odd coaching hires, the Godfather, Lou Carnesecca, is in the Garden. For the Rick Pitino press conference.
It's going to be a show over there today. All the while, Mike Anderson is suing the school for wrongful termination.
Totally normal.
Totally great. Big East is back, folks.
Oh, yeah.
It is all the way back. We got to respect Ed Cooley. Providence is looking for a coach. And Rick Pitino's in the Garden. Beautiful thing. Meanwhile, Creighton and Xavier and UConn are in the Sweet 16. All right, Alan Bell is coming up next. We'll talk NCAA tournament, betting angles, and plenty other, I'm sure, nonsense with him. Coming up next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But first, Matchbox 20 is coming to Omaha on June 8th. Matchbox 20 brings the Slow Dream Tour to the CHI Health Center with special guest Matt Nathanson. Tickets are on sale right now through Ticketmaster. And if you would like to go to the show and you don't want to buy tickets, you can listen to Unsportsmanlike Conduct this week, and they'll be giving out pairs. Get all the details on our website, 1620thezone.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.